I wanted to bring this up specifically because there's a lot going on in the market right now, and nobody, unfortunately, nobody can predict what's going to happen. Clearly, we can just follow trends. But even great traders are not having great years.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Are you ready to finally learn how the market really works? Well, now's your chance. I have a free book for you over at secretinvestingbook.com. And this outlines 13 of the biggest secrets that Wall Street doesn't want you to know, like how to get a positively unfair advantage in the stock market. This is everything you're going to need all in one place. And the way to get this is by going to secretinvestingbook.com. Now, this book is free. It is free for you. I paid for the book. I just need you to help me out by covering the shipping from my office to your house. So go to Secret Investing Book right now, get your free copy today, and I'll ship this out right away, and you can get the positively unfair advantage in the stock market by reading these 13 secrets that Wall Street does not want you to know. So get your free book over at secretinvestingbook.com today. The How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast is now exclusively on ShareVision.com, the first dedicated streaming platform for the world of finance. And that's where you can find us every single week over at ShareVision.com. Just head to ShareVision.com to learn more and type in 10-Minute Stock Trader in the search bar. Come like and subscribe. I can't wait to see you over there at ShareVision.com, the first dedicated streaming platform for the world of finance. Good afternoon, traders. Happy May the 3rd. Tomorrow's going to be a special day for us here in the trading room. You know, I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. Happy May the 3rd in the year of our Lord 2022. Let me know if you are here by saying hi. That would be awesome. Chewies is the first comment I see saying hi. Good to see you, my friend. Jay says hi. Isaac says, hey, Chewy. Donna says hi. Yorin says hello. Yorin is going to be featured today in our member highlight. Super excited about that. Oren says hello. All right, very cool. Well, I bet you guys can guess what's going on right now, right? The market is chopping up everybody out there, right? Unfortunately, this has been a dry spell. We went through a dry spell like this in November and December, I believe. But you know what? Sit-out power, as Minervini calls it, sit-out power is so beyond critical in a market that's not trending in anybody's positive direction. So yeah, it's a crazy, crazy market out there. Isaac says, hello, everyone. Chewy says, after tomorrow's 50 basis point hike, will the market rise? It's a really, really good question. I mean, let's take a look real quick. Oh, it says my network connection is total garbage right now. I apologize about that. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm going to pull up the chart. Hopefully that comes through. Yeah, as you can see, it's been just a hot mess in every direction lately. As Isaac very astutely put out, astutely stated, happily sitting in cash right now. Yes. Can you guys hear and see me? It says my network connection is 0 out of 10, which I don't know why it would be. Do me a favor, in the chat box, press the number 4 if you can see and hear me. If not, I'm going to assume that it ain't working. Why in the world would my network connection be 0 out of 10? Yorin says, very choppy. Brian does say, we can see and hear you, and Brian's got a number 4. Okay, cool. I will go through that. I will try and go slow. Michael says it's choppy. Don gave me a number 4. Chu says, I hear you, but it's choppy. Choppy, but you can hear. Super choppy. I can see and hear you. It's a choppy connection. What in the world? Well, I apologize for that, everyone. Okay, what we're going to do is I'll go a little slow today to make sure that we can make up for the internet issues. That is so weird because it was working fine just a minute ago. Oren says it's choppy there. I apologize, Oren. But now, like it says, it's 8 out of 10 on my network connection. I've literally not done anything, so it's probably better now. I don't know. I'll do the best that I can for you guys. As you know, technology can always be an issue. Bob, you made it. Very, very cool. Glad to see you. Okay, let's do this. I have a few things I wanted to talk about. I didn't want it to be choppy because I got a lot to talk about. This Friday, we have our webinar. Let me pull it up here real quick. This Friday, we have our webinar on how to effortlessly get in the right mindset for trading. This is so critically, critically important. And this is so you can avoid the common problems that destroy most trading accounts. Now, this is open for you guys, of course, but I have a challenge for you. And it's... Bob says 3.5. I have a challenge for you for this coming webinar. Now, I am wearing my bull market shirt as kind of a teaser because the challenge will be with our brand new, just got released today, sent to the printers today, bear market shirt. I don't know where they get these pictures of me. The paparazzi always surrounds me when I'm leaving the gym, but we have bear market shirts that I wanted to send to everybody. The way that I can send you one right away is for you to come to the webinar on Friday and then just invite somebody. It can be your spouse. Cool. It can be somebody that you know that is interested in trading. You show up, bring one of your friends, have them type in, you know, hey, my name is Jeff and Isaac sent me or something like that. And then I will send you out one of these t-shirts on my dime, completely on my dime. So that is that was my tease for the day. I'm super, super excited about these because I got to retire this one and I need to start wearing a bear market shirt. Next, we talked about the Wealth Ripple Effect Challenge. I've been working on the details. So this is going to be our book giveaway challenge. If you guys remember, the thing that drives me most of all is the wealth effect, what we do today and how that ripples out into the world. What I'm going to do, and I'm going to try and have it all done by Friday's webinar so we can explain the whole thing, is everybody gets two books. So we're just going to automatically ship everybody two books right now. The contest, pulling up my calendar here, will tentatively run, and this could change, from May 16th to June 17th, so a full month. We have a webinar scheduled for June 17th. So the winner will be announced at the webinar on June 17th. The winner will get a $150 Amazon gift card, which is basically a free month of the trading room. That was what I was excited about. So we're going to have a sign-up page. We just need you to enter your information. You know, if it's Donna or if it's Isaac or whoever, say, Donna is getting six books, and then April's going to get it and ship it off to you. And we want to keep a running total, and we're going to have a leaderboard. And I want everybody to be on the leaderboard, giving away as many as possible. But, you know, to be dishonest, and how many are, if you request 100 and you're just on the shelf, then clearly that would be a violation of the terms and conditions. But I would guide you guys are 10-minute stock traders. So, super excited about that. Hopefully, we'll have that ready to roll by Friday. And then, like I said, it'll start May 16th, go to June 7th. The winner will get $150 Amazon gift card. Bear market shirts will be available. Challenge this Friday. And let's get right into now our market analysis. By the way, I want to say hi to Darren. JJ says, I don't know, Isaac. Okay, let's do our market analysis. And it looks like my internet has decided to calm down, which is better now. So let's take a look at this. All right, so what we see in a bearish market environment. Oh, man, I totally blew it. Welcome to the 10-Minute Trading Room. This is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, this is always and forever. The freedom trading strategy will always and forever start with the market. Because of bearish market right now, we want to see the 10-day on 20 with price under the 50. Let's take a look at that. And clearly that's the case here. I'm going to remove this circle because we're not using that anymore. The 10-day is under the 20-day. Price is definitely below the 50. Now, bottom. We may have hit the bottom. I don't know. Somebody was asking earlier about a 50 basis point rate hike. Will the market go back up? Maybe. I mean, maybe it'll go down direction. The trend is down right now. So if I were to bet it, I would bet down. But clearly trends will reverse. You just have to. Next, MMFI. This also points a bearish picture because it's at 25%. 25%. So only one in four stocks is bullish right now. Because there's only one in four stocks bullish right now, it's going to take a lot to overcome that hurdle. And then lastly, Club had a green day. Because these three not line up, today is a transition day. We're happily sitting in cash, as Isaac said. Transition day, not in the market at all, and we will continue to wait for valid market setups. Now, you're probably asking yourself, how long are we going to wait, Chris? Well, as my mentor and friend Minervini would say, you wait in cash for setups. How long? As long as it takes. And also, he said this the other day, we cannot stress this anymore. While we are doing nothing, less experienced, lesser disciplined, and less skilled investors are laying the groundwork for our success. They are building the bases for us to buy on the breakouts. Let me catch up with the chat. Maria, I saw you were here, but I don't think, hi. I apologize for that, Maria. And Isaac, Victor. Victor, I have something special for you. We have something special for Victor we're putting together. Okay, let me catch up with the chat, see if I missed anything. Jay, good to see this afternoon. Brian says, homeless shelters are off limits too. Listen, if it goes to somebody at a homeless shelter, no offense to them, but they probably have bigger problems than what stocks are going to trade right now. So, I mean, you do you. I'm not going to hold you back. Cool looking bear market shirts, excited. Isaac says, who's this Jeff guy? Andrew says, hello, good to see you, Andrew. Marcos, good to see you as well. Hello, everyone. Yeah, this market is crazy right now. We're going to continue to hold cash like Minervini was saying. Isaac says, side note, sounds like your mic is clipping. That may be causing the choppy issue. You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that because I've been hearing that the last few days. And so I've been going through and trying to adjust my audio settings, but I don't think it's helping. Tried this. All right, I did just change one setting. Hopefully that works. Jay says, hey, right back. Awesome. Cool. Okay, so because of the fact that we are going to sit in cash, I'm going to move to the member highlight. And I really want to showcase what Jorn was up to. And I apologize for the clipping. I apologize for the network issues. I don't know what's going on here in Texas. They're breaking the internet, apparently. Jorn took it upon himself to start building a pre-flight checklist for us for our trading room. And rather than in a PowerPoint like this, he was thinking from a pilot's perspective. Like, okay, is it an offensive day? Go to step two. If it's a defensive day, go to step six. If it's a transition day, etc. I really like where he's going here. So what I want to do is... not for this current webinar, but for the webinar following this, so the 20th, May 20th, I want to work on this. I want to see if I can make this something we can use as a handout, because I think this is brilliant. So I'm going to take it and hopefully tweak it just to totally fit. Hang on, I'm catching up with the chat here. Jay says he hears it too. Isaac's talking to Jay. And... is your cable you're lagging? Just so you know, it's your cable. I just replaced this cable. I was hoping that it was going to fix everything. I don't know. I'm going to get it figured out, you guys. I apologize. You know, it's always like it's always like you try and fix one thing and something else isn't working quite right. But we'll do our best. I see my network connection is down to zero again. What in the world? Okay, it's a good thing we're not trading today because the internet is hating me so hard right now. But like I say, I love what Jorn's doing here. And I want to basically go through this step by step, make sure it's perfect. Yeah, gold star to Jorn. 100% gold star to Jorn. Jay was saying he loves it like that. Yeah, I like it too. It's really cool. And this will be nice because whenever we trade, you guys can pull this up and step by step follow along as we go. I think that's a great idea. So, Jorn, thank you for doing this. Now, I have a... final thoughts that I want to get into today that hopefully will come through because the internet's fighting me. Okay. Saw this question on the internet. I did a TikTok post on it. And I was like, you know what? This is decently worth our, right? How much do the best stock traders make, right? I wanted to bring this up specifically because there's a lot going on in the market right now. And nobody, unfortunately, nobody can predict what's going to happen. Clearly, we can just follow trends. But even great traders are not having great years. I want to point out a couple things that are going on right now. Mark was talking about this earlier on Twitter, and I thought it was really, really worth our time. If you have a tough time in this market, you are not alone. Bill Ackman, Kathy Woods, Melvin Capital, and now Tiger. Now, Tiger, I don't know if you guys know this. The Tiger funds are actually very, very similar to the Turtle Trader. So I don't remember his name right off the top of my head. Hang on, I can find it. Give me 2 seconds here. Julian Robertson. I learned of him from this book called More Money Than God, which is amazing. And clearly the title is meant to evoke some reaction, of course. Julian Robertson is very similar to Richard Dennis in the fact that he took traders under his wings, taught them the way that he traded, and they started their own Tiger Cubs. You know, instead of turtles, they're tigers, basically, is the way to say it. But yeah, he's saying now even the Tiger Cubs are having issues. Even the best in the business are ignoring the 50-80 rule can be devastating, have devastating consequences. Now, let's talk about that a little bit further. What is the 50-80 rule? So Mark's 50-80 rule says any stock that ascends at a steep rate, when it corrects, can drop by 50 to 80% from the all-time highs. Let's take a look at a handful. What rings your bell when you hear drop 50 to 80%? How about Netflix? 90%. How about Amazon? Amazon is down from its highs to today, 35%. Right? The name goes on and on and on. Peloton, which was a huge darling last year. As you guys know, we traded that short earlier this year. Peloton is down 90%. Teladoc is down 90%. Yeah, Isaac, I see where you came from there. FUBU. FUBU? FUBU ain't in there. FUBU's not real. Yeah. The idea here is that a stock that grows very quickly can also be chopped down very quickly. The 50-80 rule says 50% chance that it'll go down 80%, and 80% chance it'll go down at least 50%. FUBO. I was like, FUBU, that's not real. That's real, but not like a real stock. Here we go. Yeah, check out FUBO, right? And a lot of FOMO went into FUBO, and now it's down 93%. So this is a Bitcoin chart. It is just what got pulled up here. I'm not saying anything about Bitcoin. Bitcoin's not my thing. But they're saying, you know, if you were to put this on Bitcoin, 50% down from all-time highs doesn't seem crazy. 80% down from all-time highs doesn't seem crazy. But that's the thing, right? Even in a year where people are getting just monkey hammered, left, right, and center, we can't guarantee any gains ever clearly. But to be able to keep gains that we have right now is pretty sweet. So that's what I really wanted to spend a couple minutes on, is Mark was talking about, you know what, everywhere things are getting decimated. Now is not the time to be aggressive, but now is the time to play very, very defensive. Like we do, right? Very conservative plays. I hope this was useful for you guys. Be sure to come to the webinar on Friday. You already have all the links in your email, but if you want to invite your friends, be sure to send them this link, webinar.10minutestocktrader.com. That way they'll get the reminder emails that we send out. And then, don't forget, you will get a sweet shirt, sweet bear market shirt. And all you got to do is just bring one of your friends, and you will get in the mail on my dime. So thank you guys for coming to today's trading room. Again, another day of being conservative, waiting for the market to tell us which way it's going to go without us trying to force anything into the market. Because there's a lot of people who are getting really, really chopped up. Isaac, thank you. Thank you guys for coming today. Have a fantastic afternoon. We'll see what tomorrow brings. Talk soon. Hey, don't forget, before you head out, head to secretinvestingbook.com right now to get your free copy of The Secret Investing Book. This is how to finally get a positively unfair advantage in the stock market. And it has 13 of the secrets that Wall Street does not want you to know. And I want to send this to you for free today. Just help me by covering shipping. And the way you can do that is by going to secretinvestingbook.com. That's secretinvestingbook.com. And I'll ship this out for you right away. Thanks so much. I'll see you there.